Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 13.
Episode 13, which is a blessing.
I think so.
We're lucky to be here.
Well, here's the thing. In some countries or in some thoughts or cultures, 13 is a bad one, a bad number.
It's just the way you look at it.
That's true. But let's say that there is no 13th row in an airplane.
This is the truth.
There's no 13th floor in some buildings.
I saw that movie.
And usually when I think of 13, I think of Friday the 13th. For some reason, I have to watch horror movies. Yeah. It's like, oh, Friday the 13th. It's time to watch horror movies. What a stupid excuse. But there's a couple of positives of 13. The original colonies were 13.
Yes.
And in the U.S. symbol or the Great Seal, the eagle has 13 arrows.
This is the truth.
And 13 stars.
I like it.
For the colonies.
That's right. And sometimes it looks like it's a bad thing.
It's not.
But there's always a rainbow at the end.
Yeah. So today we'd like to thank our sponsor who's sponsoring our show. And the sponsor is our good friend and listener, Sam Patel.
Mr. Sam Patel.
Of Equity Prime Mortgage New England. Sam and his team of professionals located at 30 River Street in Methuen, Massachusetts. With 16 years of experience in the mortgage industry, Sam and his team pride themselves on the ultimate customer experience while providing education on the many types of mortgage options there are.
Mr. Sam Patel is a genius.
He is. He is. I want to give a personal shout out to his team of Steven Rivas.
Woohoo!
Arielis Perez.
Yeah.
Juan Valerio.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Aneldis Mendoza.
What?
A new addition. And Sumaya Simo.
Oh, man. Big hand clap for Ms. Sumaya.
Yeah. Thank you for sponsoring our show. To reach Sam and his team of mortgage professionals for any questions regarding the mortgage process, reach out at mortgageteam@equityprime.com.
.com.
Our sponsor helps us with our super-duper engineer extraordinaire.
And producer. Short Fuse.
And we also want to thank the Rufo.
The Enchantment Room.
The Enchantment Room.
At Froggy's Party Pad.
Thank you.
www.froggiespartypad.com.
So for today's drink, we are having something different. Far different than we've had in the past. We're going to mix it up.
It is.
We need a little coffee tonight for some reason. I think it was a long day.
It's a long day.
So we did something interesting. We put coffee.
We have a lot of long days.
We do, but today was a particularly long one, which was a good thing. That means that when it is a long day, you've had a successful day.
This is the truth.
So today is coffee.
Vodka.
Bailey's. And Kahlua.
Which I is recommend you put the Kahlua and then the Bailey's.
Okay. Why is that?
Because then it seems like it's still coffee until you put the Bailey's in. Or something like that.
Something like that. Well, it's actually pretty good.
Shout out to Farmhouse Roasters for the coffee. Salem, New Hampshire on Route 97.
Yeah, for some reason your coffee tastes good in this mudslide. So thank you so much for the coffee. So yeah, we're having a mudslide. So cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
So today, the topic is a good one. I think a lot of people will enjoy what we're going to talk about today. Today's topic is ask for guidance. Follow your intuition.
Yes, yes, y'all. You know why?
Why is that?
Because sometimes we get stuck. Right?
Yes. Yeah,
we're going and going and we get stuck. Not that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, but as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you reach forks in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say to yourself, which way am I supposed to go here? Because it's always going to happen.
Sure.
And this is the time when you have to sit back, go into silence, ask for guidance, follow your intuition, and keep going. It's not the time to force the issue either way at the fork in the road. Say, no, I think this is the way I'm supposed to go. If you're not feeling it, then you need to go back, sit in silence, ask for guidance. And that's what's going to tell you what to do next.
I think that's so true. For me, I think what I can say to the audience is, when I feel that I'm moving forward on something I'd like to accomplish, and then I struggle with the next step, sitting in silence, thinking about, and just letting the inside of you tell you what your next step is so powerful. Just the word guidance. I mean, we hear the word guidance. We all have, a definition of what guidance means, but I'm going to give you the definition so that we can work with that. Advice or information aimed at resolving a problem or difficulty, especially as given by someone in authority.
Yes, yes, y'all. And we know what that means.
What does it mean?
Your inner guidance.
Correct.
We're spiritual beings first. So you have to go back inside, not the external. We have to, at this point, shut off your five senses, which is the way we know that that's the way manifestation works. I mean, you have to shut off your five senses. You work from the inside out, never from the outside in. We don't work from what the results are. We work from the inside, knowing that our end game is already inside. Does that make sense?
That all makes sense to me.
So we have to have a clear picture, hold on to that picture, and then project that picture outward. Once the picture's out there, you know that we're going to keep getting better and better, so it's constantly transforming. It's constantly going into something, a new form that's better and better and better, so we can't hold on to what we're looking at because it's going to change. And this is when you reach those crossroads, because you're elevating higher and higher, so you're going to need guidance going higher and higher. You go back, you ask for guidance, follow your gut feeling. It's all about the feeling, and Will, you know, you and I have said this before, feeling is a secret.
It is. It definitely is. And so the way I see it is, when you're looking for that inner guidance, you are exploring your inner self. You're saying to yourself, okay, now that I'm at this crossroad, where do I go? And so nothing outside is going to tell you that. You're going to be able to sit in silence. And, you know, that means a lot to different people, whether you're meditating, whether you've, you know, shut the lights off in your house, where you've closed off everything, all the noise, all the distraction. And it's amazing how something in that moment tells you, I'm going to do it this way.
Exactly.
Something has told me, I know that inside of me, this is the way I have to go. And I think that a lot of people out there are afraid of that. They are a little fearful, and that's where the problem lies. Don't let that take over. Let the thought, let that inner guidance, what comes into your mind, take you to the next step.
Yes, yes, y'all. I love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, and it's, you know, it's the whole thing about what you were saying about don't look outside yourself until you ask for guidance. And that's like, well, what are you guys saying? You guys saying not to look outside myself. Then you're saying, look outside yourself. Well, this is what it is. When you reach the crossroads and you're stuck, this is the time not to look outside yourself because you haven't asked for the guidance. Mm-hmm. So you're forcing it. You're using your sheer will to make things happen. Will is great. It's part of our, you're great too, by the way, when I say Will. I know you perked up like me. Yeah, you are. You're amazing.
I'm in silence. I'm trying to understand what you're saying. No, well, I'm kidding. But thank you for that compliment.
You are. You're amazing. But we also have the higher faculty of Will. And Will can get us through things, but it has to be the will combined, all right, with your inner guidance. Will combined with inner guidance gives you which path to take.
Exactly.
Sheer will, just us through ego saying, no, this is the way I'm going to take no matter what. That is not going to happen for you. And you might. You know, there's people that have some super, super abilities to do, you know, amazing things with their sheer will, but it doesn't last.
It doesn't. Because they get stuck.
You get stuck because it's not the same as inner guidance. Inner guidance is forever and ever and ever.
You've mentioned in the past the phrase, let go and let God.
Yes, yes. Yo, this is how I live, the surrender experiment.
Yeah, and so that's really what has allowed you to venture in some of the things that you're trying to accomplish. The businesses that you have been able to develop with your lovely wife, Venetia. It's really...
Shout out to Venetia.
It's really interesting to see it unfold, because really a lot of what you're doing is allowing the inner self to tell you, okay, the next step is this. There's a lot of things that you guys are working on. And as we have conversations about the journey that you're trying to go through, It's a blessing to see it because you're allowing the in to come out and say, you know what? This is what it looks like.
Right.
This is what it's supposed to happen. This is the path we're supposed to take.
Right.
You're not allowing any external forces to bring any negative thought. You're saying, nope, we're going to stay the course because this is what's being told to us.
Yes. And first and foremost, in all seriousness, I am totally thankful and grateful. Number one. And number two, which is number one really, is that we do it, but it's the energy working through us. And I appreciate that 100%. It's not getting in our own way and saying, no, it's my way or no way. You know, it's letting energy work right through us and allowing all these blessings to manifest. And I'm totally grateful for that and humbled by it, just so we know. And the other part of that, when you were saying that the external, don't let the external try to guide you. Mm-hmm. It's all it's an inner guidance. Eckhart Tolle says, stillness is the language God speaks and everything else is a bad translation. And this is exactly what we're talking about. You know, anything else that you're looking at, if you're looking at it externally, it's just a bad translation. What you have to go back inside you and let source guide you all the way through and get you unstuck. Don't stay stuck. Go back in silence. It's a simple thing. It can take 5 minutes. It can take, you know, at least 5 minutes of your time. Sit down in silence. You know, some people take longer. But once you get that guidance, follow your intuition. This is the key. You know, it's not that you're going to ask for guidance and sit there and wait like you're waiting for a bus and nothing's going to come. There is no bus that's coming.
Right.
You know, so you have to ask for the guidance and then follow the intuition once it kicks in.
What's interesting is that some people interpret the word stuck or that feeling of being stuck with the fact that I got to stop. And that's not true. It really is that purpose. You know what? There's something in front of me that I can't get to the next level. Let me reflect back. Let me look for the source. Let me look for the inner guidance to say, this is the path I have to take. I have to take this right turn instead of this left turn or the left turn instead of the right. Nothing in front of you is going to tell you that. It's what's inside. And so when you're stuck, whatever it is, a lot of people who listen are contemplating changing their job. They're contemplating changing their career. They're contemplating venturing into a new business. Keep going. Go right back and say, okay, why am I feeling this way? Why do I know that what I want to accomplish is something that I need to do? And why am I stuck? Well, okay, let's think about this for a minute. I'm stuck because, and then so as you are venturing inside of you, you'll find the answer.
Yep. And the answer normally is because what you really, really, really want, you're not doing. And what you really, really, really want is just tapping you like, hey, you know you don't like what you're doing right now. You know that you'd rather be doing X, Y, Z. And then when you give into that, when you say, you know what, I really want to do what I really want, you're going to get what you want, by the way, good or bad. And once you say, I really want this, that's when the magic starts happening. When you ask for guidance and all of a sudden there's, you get the right email or you bump into the right person. Or, by the way, shout out to the focus group. Yes, yes, y'all. And it was Donna Mahoney who was saying that she was recently going down, she was taking her normal route to get to work. And something told her, the GPS popped up and said, here, you can go faster this way if you take a right.
The trusty GPS.
Yeah. And then her inner guidance said, no, don't go that way. Go your normal route.
Right.
And she listened to the GPS and she ended up stuck for like who knows how long in traffic. She says, I should have listened to my gut. And these are the things that, these are the little, you know, things that tell us we should be listening to our intuition. But there's going to be other times when you're, for example, the example that we used, which was, you know, you were thinking about changing jobs, but you didn't know where to start. How right. do I do this? And something told you, hey, stop here for coffee. And you stopped in for coffee and you bumped into the recruiter for another place that's hiring for better money, better position, just the exact thing that you were looking for. But if you hadn't listened to your inner guidance that said, hey, just stop here. You know, that voice that sometimes comes in loud and sometimes comes in the form of little things like a little message, something that you see on a book stand or something, or just anything. It could be something that your kid says, which a lot of times my kids are talking and I'm thinking of something and they say at the exact right moment what I'm supposed to hear. And it gives me shivers like, holy moly.
It's freaky.
It's like, you know, God's talking to me right here.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to listen to that inner guidance and follow it. The key is follow it.
Right.
You know, if like you were saying, Will, doubt is a product of fear. Mm-hmm. It will stop. Mm-hmm. It will stop everything that's coming to you that's good for you. It will immediately stop it. So you have to stay with your inner guidance and on the side of, you know, the power of the energy, the power of love. Forget the doubt, forget the fear, and just follow that intuition.
You know what I find interesting? That we live lives that are very busy, very fast. There's so many things in front of us. What helps me when I'm looking for guidance is to write it down. The minute something comes to my mind, regardless of what it is, I write it because I want to go back to it. You know, I could, unfortunately, sometimes our ideas and some of the things we think about come in the most weirdest places. For me, it's sometimes in the shower, which is weird. Now, I don't have a pen and pad there, but certainly when I get out, I try to write it as soon as I can.
You go out, you step out, and you write it on
the
mirror.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, I don't want to do that. I want to slip and fall.
You write it on the steamy mirror.
Yeah.
My note.
Hopefully it stays there. No, but it really is. I think a lot of people who listen are like, okay, when I have that intuition, when I have that guidance that I'm saying, oh my God, I think I should do this. Write it down.
Right. And you know what that does? It prioritizes.
That's true.
Because a lot of times we have a ton of things going on. And we always say, listen, focus on one thing at a time. We can only focus on one thing at a time. Unless you have that entrepreneurial spirit and you have a type of pyramid that's going on where your top item on the at the top is feeding the rest down at the bottom. And that you have to have an entrepreneurial spirit to be able to do that. Because if not, you end up wanting to do everything at once.
Right.
But one of these things has to take priority. And this is where you might be getting lost. Your stuckness, the reason that you're stuck might be that you're trying to do everything at once. Sit in silence, ask for guidance, and go back and prioritize your what you have going on. And that's a good thing that you're saying. Write it down.
Write it down. You mentioned a few minutes ago, it's my way or the highway. I mean, it's ego.
It is.
Really, that's what it is. So how do you quiet the ego? Because obviously ego is there. We all have it. And I think a lot of the times it gets us to the next level. However, it could also put us in a stuck mode. How do you quiet the ego so that you can go to your objective or go to that next step?
So the reason we sit down and we ask for guidance is because we're letting go and we know that it's not about us.
Right.
The ego, it's all about itself. So when you talk about your ego, it's all about me. What's in it for me? What's going on? How can I make myself better? How can I make myself look better? You know what I mean? Your ego's attached to your accomplishments. Your ego's attached to the things that you have. Your ego's attached to the reputation that which is none of your business, because the reputation is what everybody else thinks about you. And as a matter of fact, I was reading Dr. Wayne Dyer's book, The Power of Intention, and he says in that book, shout out to him, rest in peace. Yes. And the thing with that is that if you ask 30 people what your reputation is, you're going to get 30 versions of yourself.
Right.
So you're not your reputation. You're not the things you have. You're not your accomplishments. And you have to let go of that's the ego wants to hold on to these things. The inner guidance wants you to just touch and go, create things and keep going more things and more things and better things. And, you know, and that's how you grow. And that's how you end up, people end up saying, wow, these people are just elevating. And, you know, the beauty and all that, but it's just the desire to keep going and create. Because if you do one thing and you try to hold on to that one thing, say you wrote a book.
Yeah.
I love this book and everybody loves this book. Okay, dude, it's time to write another book.
Keep going.
You know, keep going. That's great. You did a video. That's great. Do more videos, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's the growth, and the ego is about holding on. Right? Inner guidance is about expansion and fuller expression. So there's a major gap in there. And we have to go to the side of inner guidance. Right.
Ralph Waldo Emerson said, there is guidance for each of us. And by lowly listening, we shall hear the right word.
Yes, yes. Y'all go into the silence. Ask for guidance.
I mean, it's basically say, allow inspiration and intuition to rise above the egotistic noise.
That's right.
It's crazy. It really is true.
This is a fact. Speaking of creating, because I want to mention that was one crazy party this weekend. That was an amazing event. Shout out to Froggy's Potty Pad, The Enchantment Room. Venetia did an amazing job. Sugar Blooms did an amazing job. Chef Fonzie did an amazing job. And everybody involved. Esteban, who does, he was an amazing bartender. We want to shout out all these people because that was quite the production.
It was.
And we had a lot of fun. In honor of Denise's birthday.
Shout out to Denise's birthday.
Happy birthday again.
It's the birthday month.
Yeah.
So it's her birthday month, so we can still celebrate.
So it was crazy.
It was. It was a lot of fun. And again, that is amazing to see someone's vision. You know, right. There was a conversation about the theme of the party. There was word about what the theme was. Someone said, hey, I want a party that's this. Then you have all these creative people getting together right. And saying, okay, great. Boom. And you saw it come to life.
Right. Everybody plays their part in making something that's in one person's mind.
Right.
Come to fruition. And it's like magic. It's amazing. It's like... You know, Venetia would tell me her vision of this is what it's going to be. And now I'm talking about both the party and the video, if you saw it, that came out as well this weekend, of the grand reopening. Of the enchantment room. And that video as well. It's like these things are in her head. And then she puts a team together that says, this is my vision and this is how I see it coming to life. And then you actually see and you're holding the vision in your hand, you're touching signs, you're touching, you know, it's just crazy. And this comes from inner guidance.
It's interesting because for me, I had the opportunity to work with her in this party. What I'm saying about work with her is I was kind of the person that was connected to her in conversation about what this place was going to look like. However, at no point did she tell me what she bought, how is going to be decorated. It was just conversations, her telling me, this is what I'm thinking. And the day I got to the party, I saw the whole thing come to life. And so shout out to Venetia and the Enchantment Room for
yes, y'all.
For an awesome experience. And after that, in talking to people and kind of getting feedback, it seems like there's a lot of parties brewing. There's a lot of people thinking about their own theme. And so I can't wait to be invited to some of those.
Hey, listen, while we're on that topic, Mr. Ed Barodi.
Ed Barodi, good friend.
Good friend.
Husband to our Mighties, which we've known for years.
He actually blessed us that night because he has our favorite hot sauce, like ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's all natural. Yes. No preservatives. Danditos.
Dandito sauce.
Thick and hearty hot sauce. Woo-hoo! Man, it's my favorite. I want to thank Ed Barodi. He came through.
And I like the way Ed did it. Ed came, you know, he came to the party. We had a great time. And then he saw the food and he just like put it there. He just blessed the food. He's like, maybe you need some of this.
Yeah.
And when I got to have my second serving, I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah,
it's like he had them in his pocket.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And,
so no.
And we had been talking about it. And then they were just, they were just there. And he was like,
well, I know how hard he's worked on this venture, and it's really good. So, Michael, if you wanted to get the sauce, where do you find it? I know that he's distributing it in many places in New Hampshire. I think they just hit Whole Foods, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
But what's the website?
It is www.danditosauce.com. DanditoSauce.com.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you. I wanted to give you a shout out. That was nice of you. And we love the sauce. All natural. Recommend it.
Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of
the week.
And for this week, we have a good friend with his restaurant located at 206 Ballard Vale Street in Wilmington, Massachusetts. It is called Pancho's Cantina.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Mexican restaurant located right off the highway for locals. It is right off Interstate 93, located in a small plaza. The place looks great. It's open space, high ceilings. It feels good. The menu, unbelievable, extensive menu. margaritas, we can be here all day talking about margaritas. But certainly, Fonzie Chavez and his wife, Julie Chavez, really bring it to the next level.
They do it right.
They do it right. For me, when I was there, I've been there a couple of times. I'm a big torta sandwich fan. And so that's a Mexican sandwich. I had that. And I do appreciate the tortilla soup.
Yes. And me, I'm a sucker for shredded chicken.
Shredded chicken, huh?
Yes, yes, y'all, with the flour tortilla. And it's that's Pancho's house special.
Okay.
Happens to be my favorite. And you can also go for the Durango, which is good. And
what is the Durango?
The Durango is your choice of meat, which is shredded chicken mm-hmm. or beef. And it comes with salsa, the house salsa, guacamole, and pico de gallo, shredded lettuce, cheese. And I think there's a spicy cheese sauce that goes on top.
Anything spicy in a Mexican restaurant, I'll take.
I just happen to love spice.
So Fonzie brings an element of California-style Mexican food because I think he's originally from California.
Yes.
So Chef Fonzie, I believe, was educated in the
San Francisco,
the craft of food. And so this is an awesome operation that he has. He takes it to the next level. He actually has a catering business as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so we were blessed to have his catered food in our most recent shindig.
Yep, and we've had him a few times here at the Enchantment Room, and he's always professional. His food is always delicious.
Fresh.
A wide variety of fresh food. He's a top-notch professional world renowned chef.
Awesome.
Chef Fonzie.
If you want to check out Pancho's Cantina, they are located at 206 Ballard Vale Street, Wilmington, Massachusetts. Also, check out the menu at panchoscantinawilmington.com.
And you can reach him. Also, visit his Instagram at panchos_cantina_Wilmington. And I want to reiterate, they have the best margarita in the area, top shelf. You have to visit them.
I love margaritas. And I also love them when they make them well. There's always like something about, for me, when people make drinks in some of these restaurants, if they've made it with love, the drink is amazing.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Pancho's Cantina, for an awesome experience, good food. And don't forget, Fonzie has a catering business for your next party.
Yes, yes, y'all. And thank you for being
the restaurant
of the week.
So back to our topic.
Yes, true guidance is like a small torch in a dark forest. It doesn't show everything at once, but gives enough light for the next step to be safe.
Wow, who said that?
Swami Vivekananda. Now, let me tell you something. We always talk about that here. Mm-hmm. We always talk about that the next step that we're going to take, it seems dark at first. Like, I don't know what to do. What do I do next? Well, it's going to be dark until you ask for guidance. Once you ask for guidance and you have the courage, you take the step lights up. We've said this before. But it's important that the light comes from the inner guidance, that you don't force the issues. And the other thing that we don't want you to do, or I should say that we all should not be doing, is go around asking everybody for advice. You know, this is where you have to trust in yourself, trust in your inner guidance to do the right thing. When we start asking for everybody for advice, you're going to get all types of advice from all different types of mindset. And this is not what you need at this moment when you feel stuck.
And I think that comes down to if you're asking for guidance on many levels or many people, what are you going to get? Sometimes you get negative vibes where someone says, oh, you don't want to do that. And so that stops you from where you want to go. The word that you said about, you know, the light, it's going to be dark when you make these decisions. Don't confuse the darkness with fear.
This is true.
It's two separate things. Push the fear to the side. Understand that you're making that decision. You're moving forward. You're asking for guidance internally. It's going to be dark because you don't know what the next step is, or you don't know what the next step's going to bring, but keep fear to the side.
That's right.
So don't confuse that.
We're talking about the house. We don't need to worry about the house. We just need to keep going.
Right.
And this is the way we started this episode. It's talking about the first step is action. So, well, the first step is ask for guidance, but then there's action. You have to keep moving forward no matter what. You're not going to sit around waiting. You're going to keep moving forward. And follow your inner guidance. You don't need to be asking everybody and their mom for advice on what you should do next, because no one's going to know better than you yourself. And this is who you have to trust.
So there's a quote coming from Unknown.
Our favorite.
Our favorite. There is a voice that doesn't use words. Listen. That's so powerful.
It is.
Thank you, Unknown. Once again, Unknown throwing another one. Unbelievable. I'm going to meet Unknown one day.
That is right. Well, Immanuel Kant mentioned that immaturity is the incapacity to use one's intelligence without the guidance of another. And this is what we're talking about when we talk about learning to trust your inner guidance and do things for yourself. It's a sign of maturity.
Absolutely.
The value of intuition, man, it can be lost when you're listening to people that haven't put these practices to the test for themselves. And what we suggest is that you put these practices to the test for yourself. Not everything that you hear has to be true to you. But all that we ask is that you put it to the test. You know, either it's going to work for you, it's not going to work for you, or you're going to go, eh, you know, you're going to continue on your way doing whatever it is that you want to do. It's not that we're here saying, this is the way, this is the law. Put them to the test. This is what we've done, and it's worked for us. So we're saying that the value of intuition is asking for the guidance so that you can strengthen that muscle. It's a higher faculty, intuition. And we need to strengthen that muscle so that when we search for inner guidance, it comes and we hear it loud and clear. As clear as you're hearing my voice, you're going to hear that guidance and be able to move forward leaps and bounds, you know, and be able to make quantum leaps. This is what we're talking about.
Well, not just that we study these things and live this way. We're studying from people who've done it in the past.
This is the truth.
And have been successful at it. So, of course, not everything works for everyone. We want to make sure you know that. But if you're looking for something, you're saying, you know what, there is something missing. Well, these are one of the steps.
Yeah, and
give it a shot. These are one of the steps you take. Give it a shot. You see what happens. And if it happens for you, great. We happen to believe that if you do this, you're going to see some good results.
That is a fact. For us, one of the greatest scientific minds of all time, Albert Einstein, said, the only real valuable thing is intuition.
There you go.
You know what I mean? This is one of the most brilliant scientific minds of all time. Mm-hmm. And even he says, only the real valuable thing is intuition. You got to follow that inner guidance.
He also says, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift.
Imagine that.
I almost screwed up his quote. Sorry, Albert Einstein.
Well, you're not Albert
Einstein. I know. If he's looking down on me, he's going to be like, are you kidding me?
I'm just messing around.
But, you know, it's so true. Really think about that for a minute. When you're in that moment, the crossroads, I always say this, it's baby steps. I will always mention that to our listeners. Stop for a minute, think it over, go into your inner guidance and say, okay, what's the voice? What is it telling me? How am I going to move on? Am I going to stop here? No, you're not going to stop here. Are you going to allow fear to jump in? No, you're going to go and say, okay, what is it? And then you wake up, however you're doing it. You said this is the path I'm going to take.
Exactly. I love it. So, I mean, again, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift. It's one of our higher faculties. We're born with it. The rational mind is a faithful servant. Why? Because the rational mind is attached to your five senses, which is attached to this physical world. Which one are you going to listen to? Correct. Your rational mind or your gift? It's a gift. Just like everything else, life is a gift. But Albert Einstein says, we've created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. Remember your gift. Remember that you have that inner guidance that you can go back to over and over, as many times as you need to, over and over again, and find your way.
In the great words of Michael, this is true.
It is. Yes, yes, y'all.
So we want to thank today's sponsor, our good friend and listener, Sam Patel of Equity Prime Mortgage New England.
Mr. Sam Patel, the genius.
His team is ready for you. If you need to reach them, they're ready for you with anything that you need with regards to your mortgage options. They could be reached at mortgageteam@equityprime.com. Because of Sam Patel and Equity Prime Mortgage New England, we get to have our super producer engineer,
Short Fuse.
And as we always end our episodes, we are over
and out.